Alo.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Just working on handouts.
Understood. In case I didn't say it, you are the first today.
Okay.
So far.
Okay. Okay. I was trying to watch the dawn.
I guess people aren't remembering about the time change.
It's probably part of it. It's usually difficult if whenever the time changes, especially in the spring, because you lose the hour.
Right.
We were up early. It was so dark.
There we go.
Brandela.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
I'm gonna go ahead and now. Hello, Brandy. Glad you're on.
Please join me in saying the Please join me in saying the Anabakah. Anabakah. Gedulat Yemincha. weary not. Am chasadenu aharenu no ra kufrei shayan sintet dun na gibor dor shechut ha kivavat sham re nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin barchen tacharen rachame sitkacha tamid gamle betet resh tzaditat gimel chasin kadosh berov tucha da'el adata et kuf bet tet dunayim Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufat Zadiyud Tach We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, The Rav Chesed the Emet, Notzer Chesed la Lafim, Noseaun Wafesha, the Fata'al Vinakei. We will now connect to certainty utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar that comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll say the L'shem Yehud prior to that. L'shem Yehud, Kutcha Brechu Ishki Tevit, Hilu Urchibu, Udhilu, Udhilu Urchibu. L'yachda, L'shem Yudhe Bubavhe, V'yehuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asot Torah Mitzvah, Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kolenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kolenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Dekama Atar Tane Nandekucha Perichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Tolaihu Kishot Biovada Bikshot Veleid lach mila bialma divae barnash. Ledach ya leya mimea ulam haga. Veya kalana dehakulu ovada. Dik shot inun wikola itzirich bialma. The energy of our current year, 5780. As a revealed essence of compensation and a concealed essence of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Today we will study Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. Lopasata Sarevet Vashkin hi Utiharo Akohen. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy through the study of one verse from the Tanakh, it's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom liami li Israel untati vushaka ta ta willow your guys old willow yosipu vene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he 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 re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he a nu a ka me da he he yo a nu da la he wa he me he a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he te se wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo sa a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 12th day of Adar, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Rabbi Moshe Langner, Rabbi Shmuel Strashon of Vilna, known as the Rashash, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. The Tzaddikim who left, or who will leave, who left, but who will leave after sundown tonight, which makes it the 13th day, which is the fast of Esther. Rabbi Zev Wolf of Zitomer, Rabbi Shimon Schwab, Rabbi Menashe Frankel of Lischens, Rabbi Yaakov Asher Kof. We're going to connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life. We start at Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yosod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Od. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Yeah. Ni we yok. Ya ach. Ni we yok. Ya ach. Ni we yok. Chesed. Ya ah, any way yo hair. Ya ah, any way yo hair. Ya ah, any way yo hair. Bina. Ya ah, any way yo hey. Ya ah, any way yo hey. Ye aheni way yo hey. Achma. Ya ahani way yo ha. Ya ahani way yo ha. Ya ahani way yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani way yo ha. Ya ahani way yo ha. Ya ahani way yo ha. We will now connect to the Esther Dibrot. Vayadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile lemor. Anochi ha-donai yo-hei-wa-hei. Yo-ah-hei da-wa-nu-hei-yo. Elohecha. Asher hotzeiticha me-eretz Mitzrayim. Mibed avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim. Al panai lo ta'ase lecha pesel v'kol temuna. Asher b'shamayim mimal v'asher ba'aretz b'tachat. Washer b'mayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtacha v'lachem. V'lo tavdem ki anochi. Adonai yohei wahei yohei da'wanu hei yoh Elohecha. El kana poked awom avod avamim. Al shileshim, we all remain. Lushonai, we ose chesed la alafim. La ohavai, u shomre mitzvotai. Lo tisai et shema donai yo hewahe. Elohecha la shav ki lo yinake Adonai. na yo he wa he yo ahe da wandu he yo et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim tavot ve'asita kol melachtecha u'yom hashvi'i shabbat la'adon ayo hewa heyo aheda wandu heyo elohecha lo taseh kol melacha ata u'vimcha uvitecha avdecha ve'amatcha uvhemtecha v'gercha asher v'sharecha ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai Yoheva heyo acheda wandu heyo et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach ביום השביעי. על כן ברך אדוני יוהי דוונו היום את יום השבת ויקדשהו כבד את אביך ואת אמך למען יעריקום ימך על האדמה אשר אדוני יוהי דוונו היום אלוהיך נותן לך לא תרצח לא תנאף לא תגנוב לא תענה פרעך עד שקר לא תחמוד בית רעך, לא תחמוד אשת רעך, לעבדו ויאמתו ושורו וחמורו, וכל אשר לרעך. Now for the Shema. Please close your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we sing together. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Baruch Shem Kivod Balchuto Leolam Waed. The Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. And the abridged Kaddish. Id Kadal v'id Kadash Shemei Rabbah. And we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirutei v'yamlich malchutei b'chayechon v'yomechon u'v'chayei yikol beit Yisrael. V'agala v'izman kariv Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitba'ar v'yitromlam v'yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal shmei dekucha Ve'ela min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'ami ran bi'alma Yeheshlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen Ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu, v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class tonight, or today, is discussion of the upcoming spring holidays, which starts tomorrow night with Purim and rolls through Pesach, the counting of the Omer, and Shavuot. You'll find the handout on the unique astrological times link. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the section titled Preparation for the Spring Holidays. And the first link under that is a long one titled Preparation for the Holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. When you click on that link, it takes you to another landing page. If you scroll down to where it says Preparation for Purim, it's the first link under that title, Kabbalistic Preparation for the Spring and Summer Holidays. And that's where we will begin our class today. We'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Dirchilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu Le'akta L'Shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. This class will prepare us for the time period that starts with Purim and proceeds through Pesach to the Omer and through the Omer to Shavuot. We will prepare ourselves on many levels, including the simple Peshat, as well as the Sod, the secret level. This is a series of classes. The period covers many high holiday, high energy days, as well as lower energy days, along with many regular energy days. These classes are designed to prepare our students for the spiritual connections associated with the following holidays and energy times. This series of classes is designed to prepare our students for the spiritual connections associated with the following holidays and energy times. Zion Adar, which was this past week. Shabbat Sahor, which was yesterday. And the Parasha of Tetzaveh, which is all about the clothing of the high priest, but it's also about the missing name of Moshe. Then there's Purim, starting tomorrow night. Following that, we will have the first 14 days of Nisan, followed by Pesach and its Seder, followed by the counting of the Omer, followed by the holiday of Shavuot. This period of time takes 90 days. It commences with the seventh day of Adar, which is the evening of March 3rd. And climaxes on the 10th of May, climaxes on May 30th with the second day of Shavuot. Each one of these 90 days are high energy days, some of which are higher than other days. The purpose of this period is to prepare us for the gift of the Torah. The purpose of this period is to prepare ourselves for the energy represented by Shavuot and the gift of the Torah. The gift of the Torah, or Matan Torah in Hebrew, is a return to the consciousness of Adam before the sin. What is the difference between the consciousness of Adam before the sin and after the sin? Our sages teach that the effect of the sin is the introduction of the energy of death. So the essence of these 90 days is to remove death from our consciousness. This is expressed by the phrase, Bila HaMavet LaNetzach. This is spelled in Hebrew, those three Hebrew words. This is usually translated as swallow up death forever. A more literal translation would be conceal the death forever. This more literal translation is actually hinted to by the word swallow. When we swallow something, we bring it into ourselves. We do not destroy the thing. We swallow. We utilize it while we conceal it. How will we utilize death after we swallow it? It will be explained during these classes. The regular gematria of Bila, the first of the three words, is 112. While the small gematria is 13. We know 112 is an important number because it's the sum of Elohim and Hashem. It's also the sum of Adonai, Hashem, and Echieh. We know 13 is important because it is the gematria of the word Echad, meaning oneness and unity. The regular gematria of Hamavet is 451, while the small gematria is 19. The gematria of Bavit without the hay is 446, which is the gematria of Ha-Emet, the truth. The number 19 is the gematria of the name Chava. Mother of life would be the translation of Chava. But 19 is the number of years in the Hebrew calendar cycle. The regular gematria of LaNetzach is 178, while the small gematria is 18. And 18 is life. The total of the regular gematria is 741. While the small gematria is 50. Both of those numbers are very significant. The word Amen, when using the final letter gematria, has a gematria of 741. As we know, the energy of the word Amen is the unification of the spiritual and physical worlds. an acronym for the four elements. Aleph is air, Mem is water, Shin is fire, and Tav is earth. Also have a gematria of 741. We learn from these two gematriot that when we unify the spiritual and the physical worlds with all of the aspects of the four basic elements of water, fire, air, and earth, we actually swallow death forever. Which brings us back to the consciousness of Adam before the sin. We also learn from the small gematria of 50 that this happens when we reach the level of Bina. Bina is a sephirah that is referred to as the energy store. Bina is also called mother. This level of consciousness is the antithesis of the end or of death. The antithesis is the opposite. In other words, when there is sufficient light or positive energy, there can be no limitations, which is what we call death. Actually, death has always been an illusion created by the effect of the sin of Adam. And that is part of what we need to prepare ourselves to receive, the knowledge that death is a limitation and death is an illusion. Limitations are always illusions. We're going to skip the section on Zion Adar. And we're going to skip about Tetzaveh. And we're also skipping Shabbat Zachor, other than to remind you that Shabbat Zachor has to do with removing doubts, removing the nation of Amalek, which is a nation that helps to create doubts. And we're going to reach the section titled The Holiday of Purim. One aspect of the Holiday of Purim is reversal. When things look like they are going to go one way, and then they are reversed by the circumstances. This is reversal. But we have to understand that circumstance is a coincidence. Reversal happens miraculously because according to logic, what you expect to happen is going to happen. It's obvious because you planned it that way. You perceived the flow of incidents to be in toward that effect. A reversal is a miracle where incidents come together and we call them coincidence. That is the plan of Hashem. That is his hand in the handiwork, his hand in the process. The holiday of Purim is about the energy of reversal. Skipping to the next paragraph. The holiday of Purim starts with the fast of Esther, which this year occurs on March 9th, tomorrow. it's a sunrise to a little bit past sunset, because we don't eat until after the reading of the Megillah Esther. Many people teach that the fast of Esther is done to help celebrate the holiday of Purim. After all, the scroll of Esther, which tells the story of Purim, describes a three-day fast, which Esther requested of the Jewish people in those days. Kabbalah teaches that there is never an action done due to history. All of the actions done around our holidays is done to increase our connections to energy. The fast of Esther is ended after the reading of the Megillah Esther, which starts as soon after sundown as possible. The fast of Esther is a spiritual cleansing in preparation to receive this energy of certainty that we get from the reading of the scroll of Esther. That is why we do not end the fast until after the reading of the scroll, in order to directly connect the cleansing of doubts to the receiving of the energy of certainty. This is actually a spiritual law. Because removing one energy leaves empty space, and there can be no empty space, so it must be fulfilled with something. Usually, when we don't make an effort, it gets filled with whatever we had cleansed. But if we have a conscious effort to fill that space with its opposite energy, certainty rather than doubts, then that's what we will gain. That's what we will fill that space with, certainty. The scroll of Esther is actually called Megillat Esther. When we look at the Shorashim, the root of the words Megillah and Esther, we find that this phrase means or translates as the revelation of the concealed. The name of the holiday is Purim, which means lots. What is a lot, and what is the plural meaning of lots? To understand the meaning, the energy of Purim, we need to understand the meaning of lots. The word lot is referring to the rolling of dice. The Midrash teaches that the infamous villain Haman rolled dice to determine the best astrological day to kill the Jews. That day turned out to be the 14th day of Adar, according to astrological rules and the laws of chance. Let us take a moment to discuss the laws of chance. The Hebrew word is Goral, spelled Gimel Vav Resh Lamed. The gematria of Goral is 239. When we add a kolel of 1, it comes to 240, the same as the gematria of the nation of Amalek. And the Hebrew word safek, doubt. In scientific language, lots are the laws of probability. These laws are said by science to operate as the cause of the motion of subatomic particles. These are connected to the uncertainty principle. What is the uncertainty principle? It's a theory in modern science, modern physics. This principle will be changed since it is not valid across all dimensions. This is my opinion. This is my knowledge. In spirituality, there are mechanisms called goralot. These mechanisms work by asking a question of the universe and then turning to a page in the Tanakh or the Talmud or some other holy scriptural writing. And the writing on that particular page will answer your question. There are also books of Dvar Alot that use a particular number to connect to a paragraph, and that number to answer your question. In all cases, the Dvar Alot works, because there is never chance in any aspect of creation. The Torah begins by saying, Bereshit, not Bareshit. This is to show us that the creation is continuous, yet discrete. What this means is each instant the universe is recreated, balancing the consciousness of all human beings and their desires to fit within the physical laws of that particular universe. In reality, everything is known and preordained when the law as of each particular world, universe, or dimension, there can be no doubts. There never is chance. Even miracles follow a particular set of, quote, natural, unquote, laws that apply to miracles. Yet there is free choice as to what universe we will all choose to be within. Thus, in the present universe, there can be uncertainty and doubts, the purpose of which is for us to push past and reveal the light of the Creator. Learn the process of the creation by realizing that there is no uncertainty and there's never doubts, only perfection and certainty. The true purpose of the reading of the Megillah is to connect to the energy of certainty and to protect ourselves from failing in the energy of doubt. In order to connect to certainty and avoid doubt, it is necessary for people to reveal the concealed Hashem. Hashem has chosen to conceal himself in our world. He must be revealed by our actions. The name of Hashem does not appear in the scroll of Esther. When we read the surface level of the scroll and know that Hashem was active in all aspects of the miracles of Purim, both the mundane and the holy aspects, we connect to the energy of certainty. Why does Hashem choose to conceal himself? In earlier generations, Hashem interacted directly with our forefathers and the prophets, yet in our actions became more and more negative. Hashem chose to remove himself and conceal himself in our world. Yet this is a false explanation. It is easier to understand using a metaphor of a parent and child. The parent helps the child learn to walk by holding him up and making sure the child is aware of his health. Then as the child gains a greater ability to walk, with the parent stops holding him and watches him walk. The child might turn around and be comforted by the appearance of the parent watching him walk. This gives the child confidence so that eventually the parent goes into the other room, concealing himself from the child. This is how a child becomes an adult and learns to do things for himself. This is the purpose of our world. We are being given the power of creation and must become wise in its use or become an adult and not a child, so that one day we might also become a parent of our own child. This is actually the reason Hashem has concealed himself. We should no longer need to see him to have the confidence to use the powers of creation that he has given us. The Megillat Esther reading helps us to reach that goal. Costumes and parties. It is a custom, a minhag, to dress in costumes during the reading. What is the connection to a costume and the holiday of Purim? Essentially, it relates to revealing the concealed. Where was Hashem during the events? Where is Hashem in our lives? Hashem is concealed. Hashem is in costume. So we emulate Hashem and become someone or something that can be revealed, just as we hope Hashem will reveal himself and manifest Mashiach in our lives, in our time, and in our world today. There is also a minhag, a custom, to drink and become intoxicated on Purim, because we are supposed to reach an elevated state of consciousness where we cannot tell the difference between the two phrases, Bless Haman and Curse Mordechai. No, I did not write that incorrectly. The elevated state of consciousness is one when we are able to see that our curses or our negativity is also a tool of Hashem. It is part of the plan of creation that negativity exists and be utilized by mankind, not to harm, but to benefit. I bless you and curse you with this consciousness so that you will understand this paragraph on Purim. Here's a hint. A blessing uses words. A curse uses words. What is the difference? Consciousness, Mordechai, the hero, and the Haman, the villain, are both tools of the Creator. There is another minhag that is different for the Kabbalists than for almost all of the rest of the Jewish nation. In most synagogues, the children and adults bring groggers to make noise and drown out the name of Haman. In Kabbalistic synagogues, there is absolute quiet. When Haman's name is read, instead, each person is meditating on the eighth of the 72 names of God. This is the word Kaf He Kaf. This name acts like a narrowly focused beam of light, like a laser, that destroys negativity. Haman is demolished by this meditation. After all, Haman is a descendant of the nation of Amalek. There are five mitzvot connected to the holiday of Purim. We need to hear the scroll twice. Once in the evening after a day fasting, and once in the morning, the day of the holiday. We will be reading the Megillah at both times. The times will be Monday night at 7:15, and Tuesday at 11 a.m. We need to give gifts to the poor. This is a very special mitzvah. This is my opinion. What is the idea of gifts to the poor? The poor person is all of us who have lack, and we all have lack. We only give gifts to people that we consider our equal, which is who we consider our friends. To give gifts to the poor is demonstrating the consciousness of equality of people. Do you consider yourself greater than someone else? Do you consider yourself lower than someone else? What does it mean to be equal to another person? Have you reached the level of consciousness? Are you able to understand the idea of a gift to the poor? We need to celebrate the holiday with a festive meal. At this festive meal, we also give gifts of food. This is unusual in that the foods must be of two different types, and this giving is done through a channel, a third person. It means one person gives to another by asking a third to be the delivery person. This creates a circuit of energy consisting of the basic pattern of our creation. The tree of life using Kabbalistic language, or the atom using scientific language. The basic pattern of creation is three components as follows: a sharing person, a receiving person, and a third person who balances the two by being the intermediary between the two. This mitzvah is very important, and it is important to understand what it truly teaches us. This giving, the giving of the half shekel for the upkeep of the temple. Most people think that this mitzvah does not need to be done since the temple is destroyed. Yet it does need to be done since the giving of the half shekel does much more than keep the temple repaired. We have to realize that the temple does not wear out, just like our clothing and shoes did not wear out while walking in the desert. The meaning behind this action is our certainty in being able to use mind over matter. This is implemented when we unify all of the words by living the consciousness of certainty in control of our physical world. The Kavanah, when we do this action, is truly important. The ritual, according to the Kabbalists, is to elevate 5 silver coins from the table, representing Malchut and the world of action, to the level of our eyes, representing the world of Atzilut. Please do this action at your home or synagogue, and when the Kavanah of unifying all of the worlds so that we can reveal the light of God in our physical world. This is how we reveal the concealed. Then can make a donation in a truly poor person. I suggest yashem@hotmail.com through PayPal is a truly poor person. We have completed our class today. And as you can see from the rest of the description, we will be studying the scroll in detail. If you wish to read forward, I recommend you do. Right after Purim is a good time to start your Pesach cleaning, your preparation for the holiday of Pesach. Even if you just dust one surface of table, a chair, you have started your cleaning for Passover. It's time to ask questions, but while you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you there will be a class at 3 p.m. today in Advanced Reincarnation. remember all times are West Coast times. There will be a class tomorrow at 7:15. The 4:30 class on Monday has been canceled. Because at 4:15, we will begin the reading of the Megillah Esther in English. I hope you'll join us. I bid you all a good week, a happy holiday, Hanukkah, Chag Sameach, Purim Sameach, and remember, Purim is the only holiday that will survive, that will continue to be appreciated, will continue to be celebrated after the coming of Mashiach. Are there any questions? Have you unmuted your phones? Shalom to all. Shalom. Any questions? Shalom. Have a beautiful afternoon.
You too, Hanukkah.
Thank you.